Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu Qada'i Hawa'ij al-Muslimin, the chapter on fulfilling the needs of Muslims. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, man naffasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabi dunya, naffasa Allahu anhu kurbatan min kurabi yawm al-qiyamah, wa man yassara ala mu'sirin, yassara Allahu alayhi fi dunya wal-akhirah, ومن ستر مسلما ستر الله في الدنيا والآخرة والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله تعالى يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده وَمَنْ بَطَّعَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala will remove one of the calamities of the day of Qiyamah from the one who removes a worldly calamity from a believer. Allah ta'ala will remove one of the calamities of the day of Qiyamah from the one who removes a worldly calamity from a believer. And we know that the calamities on the day of Qiyamah are much, much, much more severe than what difficulties and hardships a person goes through in this world. So a person who helps somebody in this world, he removes some difficulty. Qurbata means some difficulty, some hardship that this person is going through. He alleviates it, he helps him to go through it, make it easy for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for this person on the day of Qiyamah. And then the hadith goes on to say that Allah ta'ala will provide ease in this world and in the year after to the one who provides ease to a person in difficulty. So a person is going through a little bit of hardship and he just eases it. One is a person removes his difficulty. And the second part is he makes it easy for him. He assists him in some way to try and go through the difficulty that he's going through. He makes it easy for him. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him. Not only in the year after, this part of the hadith is saying Allah will make it easy for him in this world and in the year after. And the next part of the hadith, Allah ta'ala will conceal the faults in this world and in the year after of the one who conceals the faults of Muslims. Person saw somebody drinking, somebody, we won't say stealing, because not stealing, we need to inform the person that it was stolen from. But person, for example, missed his namaz, not reading namaz. Or a person for that may be a habitual drunkard, person may be committing zina. Or person, whatever sins that are personal to himself, he doesn't go tell the whole world. He conceals the sin of his brother. Brother did something wrong, that guna that he committed, he conceals it, he doesn't tell everyone what he did. Then what Allah Ta'ala will do for this person is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults in this world and in the year after. What a great ni'mah that is, when everything will be exposed on that day. That day there is no hiding except what Allah Ta'ala conceals, what Allah Ta'ala cordons off, what Allah Ta'ala hides, that all will be hidden on the day of Qiyamah. So this person, he made it a point of hiding other people's weaknesses, other people's faults, didn't mock at them, he didn't mimic at them, whatever it is, then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala will conceal his faults in this world and in the year after. Allah Ta'ala continues helping a person as long as a person continues helping his brother. One thing we mentioned yesterday is that when a person is helping someone else, he's assisting somebody else, he thinks he's assisting, the thought may just go through his mind. What he doesn't realize is Allah Ta'ala is helping him whilst he is helping. So long as you're helping people, you're helping your brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it such that He is helping you. So easy way to get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is help others. Next part of the hadith is Allah ta'ala eases the path to Jannah or paradise for the one who treads a path in order to seek knowledge. The person that is seeking knowledge, he's learning something. It doesn't matter, it may be something small. Maybe one hadith a day, like how we're sitting and reading here. It doesn't have to be something very big. But he's seeking some knowledge every day. He's seeking some path, whether it's not every day, but some time in the week, or some time he's taking out to learn some type of knowledge. The hadith says that Allah Ta'ala will ease the path to Jannah for the one who treads a path in order to seek knowledge. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned something that very nice for us to keep in mind, especially when we're sitting in dini talks, in dini bayans, etc. Keep this fazilat in mind, so a person can hope for the reward of this virtue and fazilat. No people gather in one of the houses of Allah Ta'ala in order to recite the book of Allah Ta'ala and study it amongst themselves without tranquility descending upon them. So when you say gathering in the house of Allah Ta'ala means coming to the masjid. And studying the kitab doesn't mean physically taking the kitab and studying it. In other words, listening to a talk also of him is reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a person is reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, studying it amongst themselves. In other words, speaking about Quran, speaking about hadith without tranquility descending. In other words, Allah ta'ala makes it such that tranquility descends upon the people. Mercy engulfs them, malaika surround them, and Allah ta'ala speaks of them to those close angels, and prophets are those that are with him. And one whose deeds have kept him behind, his lineage cannot take him forward. The last part of this hadith, man bihi nasabuhu, one whose deeds kept him behind, his lineage, his gham, his khandan, his surname, won't be able to take him forward. This is Islam. Islam got nothing to do with who was your father, who was your grandfather, what a high profile you had in this world. It all got to do with your actions. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is warning us that that person whose actions kept him behind, his lineage will never be able to take him forward on the day of Qiyamah. Maybe in this world he could take him forward, that I was the son of the king, or I was related to the royal family, or I was related to the president, I was such and such a person, I was the son of such and such a person. In this world it may have got him a certain kind of a card, certain visa to get through. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning that that person whose actions kept him behind, his lineage will never be able to take him forward. Teaching us that don't depend on our lineage. We have to work and we have to do actions, good actions. That is the thing that will take us forward on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah Ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.